Welcome to Beauty and the Brain with your hosts, Dr. Chris Crowley and nurse practitioner Jerry Drinkard. Get ready to dive into the latest in revolutionary treatments, cutting-edge devices, and wellness secrets. Whether you're a consumer or provider, we're here to empower you at the forefront of beauty and aesthetics.
Welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain, the podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
And I'm Jerry Drinkard, family nurse practitioner. And together, Chris and I own Skin and Tonic Med Spa that's located in Pace, Florida. And today we're going to be talking about some of my favorite things, one of which involves my hubby, Chris.
Yeah, this should be a fun episode today. So Sierra kind of sprung this on us. Well, she didn't really spring it on us. We knew about it a few days ago, but we actually neither one did our homework and studied up.
Until now,
but this is actually a better way to do this. So we have kind of some questions that have been posed to us. So this is like a friendship test is how it was initially proposed to us. Obviously, you chose to marry me, so I'd say we're a little more than friends.
It's kind of cool that we're still friends.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a long time.
How well do we know each other? I think that's the real question.
Do you think you know me better now or you knew me better 10 years ago? First of all, how long have we been together?
I think been together almost around 18 years at this point.
I was just checking.
Do we agree on the
yes
time?
Yeah, we didn't write that down. We should have written that down. That should have been one of our answers. That was your first.
Do you know how long we've been married?
That's your first test question. We have been married. Yes, I do know. 15 years.
Are you sure?
No, 12 years.
Are you sure?
12 years in October because it was on... This is bad, but it was Amanda's 40th birthday.
Okay. What's the date?
It was in October.
October 9th.
Yeah.
I remember the day because we were actually going to get married on October 10th. We wanted a 10-10 anniversary because neither of us are good at remembering things. So we thought it would be an easy day to remember. But then through a series of events, we ended up getting married on the 9th. So
in the wrong state.
In the wrong state, in the wrong city, but... Yeah, that's another podcast. You want to jump into some of these questions and see, you know, how well we actually do know each other?
Yes.
All right. So, I mean, I guess we should give a little background. So we have been together for a long time. We own a Skin and Tonic, which is our med spa together, but we've also done a lot of other things together. We have a farm. We did horses for a lot of years. We still have a couple of horses. You still show walking horses, but we've actually added sheep this last year. So it's been kind of an expansion to acquire new property and do fencing. And
yeah, so we have added Dorfer sheep, and the Dorfer sheep is it's a meat sheep, which doesn't mean that you're going to start eating lamb, but the whole premise of the business is to sell a quality grade of sheep so that they can reproduce and produce quality lamb. So they are some of the cutest things ever made.
Yeah, I did not eat lamb chops before, and I certainly can't eat them now.
I can't say that I'm not going to eat lamb chops, but I probably won't eat any of the ones that I've named.
No, I don't think that we'll be eating any of ours for sure. So we have that. We have a complication management consulting company for aesthetics, and we've been doing that for a little while. So hopefully we know each other pretty well at this
point.
And
we're starting an agritourism, which I think is a lot of fun. And so we're starting an agritourism business that's on Double Crown Farm, which is going to be the division that's the Dorper sheep. So that's going to be the location of, so we have, there are a lot of,
yeah, there are a lot of things going on. And like you said, we're still kind of friends through this. We work together. And we don't, are not like those couples who are ready to kill each other usually by the end of most days.
Most days, we're not.
The farm is a whole nother story, and this agritourism is fun. I mean, your idea of agritourism is a little bit different than mine for sure. Jerry's thinking of sheep and goats and chickens, and I'm thinking of lemurs and marmosets. We saw some raccoons lately that looked pretty cool as well as little pets. Don't you think that would be so fun to have?
No.
Yeah. So he says no. I'm like, so stay tuned. That will be a whole separate episode. Actually, I think we're going to do a podcast at the farm in the next few weeks.
Here in the next couple of weeks, I think we have one that we're going to be doing actually at the farm.
All right, let's jump into this. I'm going to ask you the question first. So we're going to start with kind of some work stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to ask this, but you're answering in terms of what you think I would say.
Okay.
So what do you think my favorite treatment to perform is?
I don't even have to think about it. Like, I know hands down, and probably anybody that is, I would love to ask Donna Taylor this question, because I know she watches all of the podcasts, and I bet she can answer this, and it's got to be Sculptra.
It's Sculptra. Ding, ding, ding. You got it. We did write our answers down before, so we couldn't change on the spot. So here are my answers to the question. And Sculptra is, in fact, what I wrote down.
What do you think is mine?
P-Shot.
That was not my answer that I wrote down. But I do love helping all of my sexual health people, because they, like, it's one of the things that I feel like I make, like, a huge difference in. So, but technically, my answer was not that. I said lips, because I love creating big, pretty lips.
I should have said lips, though, because you had lips in your room forever. I said that because it actually is something that we do that is more than just an aesthetic treatment. You actually see a quality of life change. So when guys come in all serious and they're having trouble in their relationships, trouble, performing sexually, guys and girls, actually, because we did P-Shots and O-Shots for a long time. Allie does a lot of our female sexual health now, but it's one of the ones where we hear the feedback. So it's not something that we actually, like, we visibly see the difference. It's all based on their feedback. So we perform a medical procedure on them, and then they go on with their life, and then we only can hear feedback. And so when they come back, rather than somebody showing us, like, oh, look at this wrinkle, it's smooth, or this, you know, hollowness is plumped up, it's all based on how it's changed their quality of life. So they have more intimacy in their relationships. They have their partner is more satisfied. They're more satisfied. They have, more days that they'll say they have a smile on their face for a variety of reasons. I think it's that feedback where you can really make someone feel better in an aspect of their life that many providers don't even talk about or have access to that portion of that patient's life.
Yeah. I think the sexual health part of it is so interesting, because there are so many facets to it, and it can be so many different things. And it doesn't just impact, like, one particular population. It's several different populations that are involved in that. We're doing a study here in the clinic now regarding, like, sensitivity, and we're using the Plexer, a device that we haven't used for that in the past, and doing a combination therapy, but it's real interesting to see. So I'd say P-Shot. We can go with P-Shot.
What's the one task in business that I always avoid?
Charging the patient.
That's not what I said, but that is close to what I said.
Okay.
I said following a budget.
Yeah, because you don't give a budget. You just said, you can get you next time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about the patient budget. I'm talking about one for us. When I want new equipment or new supplies, I'm terrible about following a budget, but I'm also terrible about charging. Like, I don't dispute you on that one. And for you, I would say, I don't think that you avoid it, but I don't think you love looking at the numbers.
I think I know your strengths and my strengths. And I think that the combination of you and Sierra, y'all take care of that for me, which makes me, like, probably weaker in that area than I should be. But that's not what I said. I just said confrontation. Because I don't like that really in any aspect of my life. But so that was my answer. We don't know each other very well on some of this crowd.
So, and I think we do, because I think when we're saying things, it's like when you get asked these questions, you kind of pop off and answer. But there's nothing you're saying that's, like, surprising. And I don't think anything that I'm saying is surprising. Probably if we said, what's the top five on these? They would be pretty close.
Yeah.
Like, I know I don't like charging. Like, and if I would have thought about that or been a multiple choice, I would have probably picked that.
Well, how many times have you said if you could do this for free? You would?
Yeah, I say all the time. I say the same thing about teaching and all of that. Like, literally, if I hit the lottery, I think that I would do most of the stuff that I still do. I would just do it for free. The patients that I love doing these full face rejuvenation, facial balancing, biostimulation, I love that. I would probably do it for those patients. The business consulting, the teaching, like, I love every bit of that. So, I mean, we're fortunate that we can have a job with things that we love doing. We're not so fortunate that we hit the lottery.
So I still have to charge all of you guys.
But we also have such a, like, we truly have a great client base. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have, like, probably 4,000 patients in the base now, or maybe more. I don't even know, but, like, I can probably list you 10 that, like, I dread if I see their name come up. And thankfully, they probably feel the same way because I haven't seen their name come up in a while.
Yeah, I think you naturally kind of attract people in. And it is
the beauty of this business is people can choose to see us or not choose to see us. And so it really makes it a pretty happy place to be.
What is the worst client habit that I secretly hate?
Crap, I wrote down what I secretly hate.
I think I might have got confused on that one too, but we may actually agree on this one. I don't know. Tell me what you wrote down.
Clients want to under-treat.
I didn't put that, but that is. But you're saying that's yours.
That's mine. Like clients wanting to under-treat, but expect a big result. For instance, if someone needs, we'll use your sculpture, for instance. If somebody truly needs 5 or 6 vials of sculpture, and after their second vial of sculpture, they're not seeing the results, and they expect to see a lot because it's a pricey treatment. And so it's, you know, then, and that's, I think that's where the trust part comes in for patients. Like they have to trust the process. And you and I both, like we teach patients a lot of the same, and we always talk about buyer's remorse. And so with sculpture, a lot of times there is that period of buyer's remorse. And so that's what I mean. Or someone that has a lot of volume loss and they think that you'll correct that with 2 syringes of a filler, one of the HAs, when that's only 1 milliliter of a gel. So what's yours?
Mine was seeing multiple injectors, and it's not that I care that they see multiple injectors. It's usually that they see them like for budget reasons, and I totally understand the budget. You know, I had a patient that come in that had went somewhere for a thread lift for their brow and scheduled to come with us like 30 minutes later for thread lift in the cheeks. And it's because they found that the other place was like $50 cheaper for the brow and we were a little bit cheaper on the cheeks. And it's that comprehensive plan. So if they would talk to us about it, like I'm all about working within someone's budget and coming up with the best plan and the safest plan for them. But I think it's really hard. And I don't think that's just us. Like, I think it's the other injectors struggle with it as well. Because each of us have kind of our own signature style. And although you and I may have the same or similar results at like a 6-month period, the process that we go through in that 6 months to get to that end result with that patient is going to be slightly different. The order that we do treatments, the way that we do our injections. But at the end, if you looked at before and afters, they're similar. We can all get good results. And so I think it's really challenging as an injector when people are hopping around. And so I think trying to, not that they always have to stay with me, but forming that relationship and working together with your injector towards an end result. And if things aren't going that way, then maybe consider another injector or another provider. Like I'm totally okay with that. And we do have people that we share with other providers. And so as long as we're being clear on which each person is managing, I guess that's okay. But it really is a challenge for me. And it's, you know, I think it's when it's for some small amount of money, you know, here or there that they're going to save. And literally, I think the extreme example of that was when I had someone come in still with blood and a bruise from where they just had a brow lift.
You literally asked what it was from, thinking that shit, like something had happened.
Yeah, something traumatic. Like I just got threads 30 minutes ago and drove to your office.
But it does amaze me sometimes, like on like patient perspectives, because I say like loosely that I share a patient with Allie, but she's here. But the patient sees me for her filler and sees Allie for her tox, because she feels that one doesn't, that she likes my filler, she likes Allie's tox. And so I think that can also happen. It happened a lot with Alex and I when Alex was still in the area, and just Alex is another nurse practitioner in the area, and we shared a lot of patients, and I think the patients really loved Alex, and I think they really loved me, and so they tried to spread the love. And so I think there's some different reasons, but when they start doing it
I even understand the budget, but it's just like when you get the pet peeve, and it's like at least recover and heal from one. With one provider before you're going to the other one, or like you said, be clear about you're managing this, they're managing that. It's literally that not telling you what they've had done, going to multiple providers, and you're trying to work off partial information and come up with a plan.
But this next one, like I must take something off of your counter all the time because you just made a face like this was going to be an easy question for you. We have so much crap on our counter that this was really difficult for me to answer.
The question is, what skincare product is your spouse always stealing from you?
It's not skincare, but you always take my damn toothpaste. You do. I can never find my teeth.
Because I have all the little travel size that I don't get out of my bag, and yours is the only one on the counter, so I go and take it.
But I'll put three over there, and you take them all. I'll have three toothpaste because I know he's going to take it, and I'll get ready to brush my teeth and I don't have any toothpaste.
Well, you know where it's at. It's just on my side of the counter.
I just have to reach across the counter, but I always wonder, I'm like,
so I said,
do you start out brushing your teeth on my side or something?
No, I usually brush my teeth on my side.
We need to do the get ready with me.
I do blow dry my hair on your side.
I know you blow dry your hair on my side because your hair is in my sleeve.
But I can't see because that window is right behind mine and the light is shining in that time of the morning. And so that's why I stand over there.
I knew you did it, but I didn't know why.
Because that light. I said for you that you steal my Elastin face wash all the time. You'll say that it doesn't matter which one, but you always love that one. And so you're always taking that.
Yep. But not now.
I know. Now we have two. So who is the bigger perfectionist at work?
Chris.
Interesting. I said Jerry.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
I think I say you because of the number thing.
But I'm glad that you think I'm a perfectionist at work. You don't think that shit anywhere else.
I think you're very meticulous with what you do with the patients. I think that it's, and I think it's very artistic. And so I don't think it has to be perfect to be a nice look.
When I say that, perfectionist, I think with you, there's not a gray on rules. And so that's what I think is like, you're very much a rule follower.
So mine's not just about the laws, I think, but I do think about like process and systems based issues. I think that's why I love the business side of it so much, is figuring out how systems work, how complex, how you can remain compliant and do a good job and be profitable, because it is possible. And I think in the beginning, it's so overwhelming that it seems like you can't make all of those things work, when in fact, we've been able to show that you can. So I do think that that kind of stuff is a challenge to me, is why. Let's jump into some fun stuff. Section two is a little bit more personal. So not so much about the business, things about us at home, and things about our history. And so you ask, how well do I know you now compared to when we first met? So let's think back on that first night. What was your first impression of me?
This is first impression of me.
First impression of you, but I'm asking you what your first impression of me is, and I'm going to tell you what I think your first impression of me was.
You tell me what your first impression was, and I'm going to tell you what I think it was.
Okay, so what do you think my first impression of you was? It's just flipping it the other way around.
That I was conceited.
And so what was your first impression of me?
That you were looking for a Latin boy.
That was your first impression of me?
I mean, I thought you were cute.
But how did the Latin boy come into play?
Looking for a hookup at the bar.
So I just said for both of us, my exact words on my answer was, it's late, he'll do.
There you go.
So we do know each other pretty well. We worded that differently, but it was essentially.
We were. And you said I wasn't your type because I wasn't dark. And you guys said, what was my type? And I said, me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But maybe this is confusing, but then what? So I wrote both of us because I didn't know who it was referring to. But what's your tell when you're annoyed but trying to hide it? So what do you do when you're annoyed but trying to hide it? And how do I know?
I said that you hung.
I said that I sigh.
You do. You sigh, but you hung. You hung. I'll ask you. I'll be like, what are you?
But I hung when I'm happy to.
But not the same songs.
What is yours?
I just get quiet.
He'll clench his jaws, like, and his eyes go up. And then he'll swear he didn't roll his eyes. I'm like, you just rolled your eyes.
He just asked me a few minutes ago, why are you rolling your eyes?
What's the weirdest habit
that you have?
Okay.
Leaving trash on the counter when the trash can's like right there.
That's an annoying habit. That's not a weird habit. Annoying to you.
Leaving empty shaving cream and all that. That's not weird. That's just annoying.
Leaving empty shaving cream in the shower. So do I do anything that's weird?
Like, you like to water the plants without clothes on, like when you're naked.
You're so crazy. Our plants on the front porch on a major street.
I think that's weird.
I absolutely should not do that. For any of y'all listening, that is not true.
What do I do that's weird?
What do you do that's weird? Click your toes. Mm.
That's when I'm anxious, though.
I don't even know how he does it, but he can make them almost like snapping your fingers, but he snaps his toes like that.
But I don't do it all the time. And then I will catch myself because I'll be like, I don't even know I'm pissed off or anxious. It's more anxiety driven. This podcast is probably, I hope people want to watch this crap.
What's one thing you love about them they don't even realize?
One thing that he doesn't realize that I love about, like, it's one of my favorite things, like when you just stop and sit down and play the piano. Like, that's one of my very favorite things. And then also, like, when you come and just, like, stand and chat while I'm cooking. Like, he'll just lay on the counter.
I just said something way more simplistic than that. I just said your smile.
You better like it.
Well, I liked it before you went and paid a lot of money for it.
We had somebody ask this weekend if we were dentists.
Yeah. Last topic is going to be aesthetic industry chaos. So who is more likely to say yes to a risky trend just to try it first? You or me?
This kind of contraindicates a little bit of what I said earlier but about the rule following, because I think you like to try trends more than I will.
It depends. Like, I wouldn't try. To me, no, I would say it was
I don't.
You.
I don't think you'll try. You won't do something dangerous.
Mm-mm. So to me, I'm not more likely to try something first or risky just to be the first. Whereas you'll try something.
I'll try things.
And you'll let me try stuff to you that I wouldn't do on a normal patient, because you'll be like, yeah, just try it. And then I won't be as worried about it.
Yeah. And I remember, like, and I do completely agree with that. But, like, I think we're both very conscious about the danger things. But I remember that, like, the first time I told you I put contour in lips.
Yeah. And I was like,
you were like, oh my God. But I was like, it was really pretty. Yeah. Then you put a little contour in lips.
Yeah. And it's knowing the reality and the safety. But I think, as anything we do here, like, way from the beginning, we said we want safety to be first, above profits, above everything else. So we got to be safe. And so I think that always is in the forefront of both of our minds. So I think it's a tricky question, but I think if we had to say who is going to be a little bit more, but I actually don't think either of us care about being the first to do something either. So I think that question, it doesn't matter to us. Yes, if we can be first or the only ones doing something, that's great. We'll use it for marketing, but it wouldn't be the reason that we would do it. We'd have to really think that the results were superior or the treatment was something that was a home run that we believed in. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. What treatment would you never do to yourself?
I always get confused about this. This is what you would never do to yourself or what I'd never do to myself.
I guess either one. Just answer and I'll tell you what I said.
You would never do penis treatment to yourself.
Yeah, but I would never probably do that. Period. Like, I'm scared of needles. But I just said for me that I would never do any injectables to myself. Like, you told me just today that you put a little Botox in the corners of your lips and you hated the way.
Yeah. I'm so ready.
I'm like, why did you do that?
I want to lick my lips and it won't turn in for me to lick them right now. They're so dry.
What would you never do?
Like, lip filler. I would never do lip filler to myself. And I also, the other thing, which is really crazy, and the reason I say I wouldn't do this is because I recently thought about doing it. Is fat dissolvent on myself.
Why wouldn't you do that on yourself?
Just because, not of danger, but bad results. This next one is, like, I know, like, the phrase that you say in the treatment room always. Isn't that a question? 1, 2, 3, little pinch. 1, 2, 3.
I didn't put little pinch, but I put 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 is right. I don't know. What do you say all the time? I didn't know an answer for you on that one.
I'll say a little pinch. I'll say that. Or
I don't think of a common phrase, because you usually will.
My patients usually say, you say that a lot. And it's when I'll tell them, I say, like, it's going to be so worth it. And I say that a lot to all of them.
All right. So now this lightning round, we got to say this answer at the same time. All right. So I'm going to ask a question and we're both going to answer it right afterwards. Okay. Who spends more time in the mirror?
You.
No, you absolutely spend more time
in your hair.
But my hair's okay.
That's not in front of the mirror always, because you put something in it and then you go and you put it on your underwear and stuff. And then you come back and you dry it because you put some oil in it, and then you go away and then you come back and you do something else to it. And then you fix it a lot.
But it doesn't take long. My entire process is like 20 to 25 minutes. Like, shower.
That's a long time for your hair.
No. I'm saying from the time I shower till out of the door. Like, if I have to leave at 6:30, I'll get up at 6, and that gives me enough time to make
my
coffee.
We're going to put a camera in there and do a get ready with us.
But you're more time in front of the mirror, for sure.
Okay, I just have to put stuff on my skin.
Who is a softie with clients?
Me.
Me.
I'm so sweet.
It didn't say who's sweet.
It's 1,000% you.
Yeah, for me, like I'm the one that any story they tell me, I'm like, okay, who is more stubborn?
You. You don't think you're more stubborn than me?
No. You are more stubborn for sure.
Sierra, maybe you need to be in on this lightning.
Sierra, who's more stubborn?
You.
Yeah. Who says we need boundaries and then checks emails at 10 p.m.?
You.
Me. Yeah, I think we'll agree on that one. Like, yeah. I will work all the time. So how well did we know each other? Do you know me better now than you did 18 years ago?
Yes.
Yes, I think I know you better. I think I know you on a different level than I did 18 years ago. But I think probably 16 to 17 years ago is when I knew you the best.
Probably.
Because I think a year or two into a relationship, that's when you're like exploring and asking lots of questions. And now I'm old and I forget.
You think you knew me better 2 years in than you do now? Is that what you're saying?
Different.
We dated long distance too for 2 years almost, or a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
And so I think we knew each other very well because it was all based on just communication and talk. And so no, I think I know you very well now, and it's on a much deeper level. So there's a better foundation to that. But also when you moved, then we were in counseling a lot. And you know, we've talked about that pretty openly that, like both of us have been in failed relationships. We both have been in counseling before and we went at the end of those relationships and we said, hey, let's flip this script a bit and let's go at the beginning to build communication. So I think it was more work than people think at the beginning. It was fun. We knew a lot of trivia stuff about each other. Then we went to counseling and we formed that. And so I think around that time we knew. And then again, like I said, I do think I know you better in a different way now. But if you ask me some of those trivia things, I probably couldn't answer them if we ask a question style like this now that I could have at that point.
Yeah, we definitely knew each other. It's different now than what it was. But there are so many different like layers to us now. I mean, we just named what 10 different like things at the very beginning of this between sheep farm and horse farm. And we didn't even talk about like your 4 jobs that you have. And then, you know, the personal relationship, the family relationship, because we're both so like such family oriented people, that's a whole different layer. So there's a lot of different, and then there's Skin and Tonic. And inside of Skin and Tonic, there's Complicare. There's the Beauty and the Brain.
Thanks everyone for tuning in for another episode of Beauty and the Brain. We look forward to seeing you next week.
We'll see you soon.